Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7, yeah, Nerd Talk. News and more. There's a new Full 90 Soccer Time podcast featuring Brandon and I being ridiculous and making jokes about cowboy boots that look like dildos, so you gotta check that out for sure. Full 90 Soccer Time podcast, and today it's a special episode edition of both. This work from home quarantine life has been really interesting, and so I'm stoked to be able to bring in the rest of my family who share the house with me while I'm busy broadcasting from our studio.
Is that a planet?
Is that the planet, says Space Baby? You're pointing at your mobile that's hanging in here that I had to take away from you because you kept hitting it? Which planet do you like?
That planet.
Which one?
That's one.
What color is it?
Is that a moon?
There's no moons. It's only the sun and some planets. Do you know which one the sun is?
That one.
That one. That's correct.
Also, our planets are holding hands.
Yeah.
This is like a home.
Welcome to
here's
the next.
Here's light. We have to turn the light up.
At 2.5 years, this is the entire, some people are talking, my wife Lori is here also.
Hi.
And some people are talking about how they're getting through shows, they're bored, they're making all these creative videos, learning all these coordinated dances and everything, and would you say your life is easier or harder in quarantine?
It is much more challenging. Very busy.
What do you say? What do you say? What do you say if you want someone's attention?
As you can see, please.
Hi.
Are you leaving the light on?
I am leaving the light on. That's correct.
Yeah, but is that my light?
You have your light and I have mine. Are they the same look? Do they have the same look? They're both IKEA paper lantern lights. One is small and one is big. So, parents that full-time parent.
I don't know how you do it. It's so challenging.
You've adjusted, right?
I have adjusted, but still, it's very challenging to keep in pace with a toddler's 20-minute focus.
Now that we've gotten everything covered in paint, yes, sir.
I have my planets.
Yeah, you do have your planets. Actually, I have them. Yeah. Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard with 20 minutes to get everything covered in paint. And then you immediately switch gears and like there's no chance to clean up or do anything. How do parents have more than one kid?
I don't know. Maybe they entertain each other. They can go off and have snowball fights and then you can clean up the paint mess. I don't know.
I think a big challenge is that we try really hard not to let our kid be owned by the television or in this generation, the screen time. But it's tough because that means you have to entertain him constantly.
He entertains me some, too.
Yeah, that's fair. And I come down for breakfast every morning. That's been pretty fun.
That has been great. Harrison, do you like it when Ada comes down for breakfast?
Yeah.
They called me Ada when he first started saying names. One day he just looked at us and said, Mama. And we were like, whoa, you don't talk. And then he looked at me and said, Ada. And then he's kept saying that since then. So, yeah, you like it when we have breakfast together, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's your favorite part about Ada working from home?
Talking on radio.
You love coming in here, don't you? I like putting you on my Saturday morning show because...
I really love coming in here.
You do love coming in here?
Yeah, why?
That is a question for you. I don't know why you like doing something.
Why do you enjoy talking on the radio?
No, why do you enjoy talking?
Oh, I don't enjoy talking on the radio.
3, 4
Oh, four? We're just saying numbers now?
Yes, one, two, three.
Oh, there's three of us talking on the radio?
Yeah.
How many kitty cats do you have?
Two.
Do you know their names?
Usagi and Peanut.
Yeah.
Which one gives you high fives at night?
Usagi and Peanut.
Okay, do you have anything that you want to say finally to the audience?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about what's your favorite thing to do outside?
I like to do bubbles and race or sail truck.
Wait, you like to do bubbles and race your what?
Wait for recycle truck.
Yeah. So you like bubbles on a beautiful day. What else do you like to do laps?
Yeah.
What do you do laps on?
On my bike.
You can tell obviously who runs the show around here. It's a battle between the talkers in our house. Lori here just loses out to both of us constantly.
Harrison, how many laps do you do when you get on your bike? How many do you like to do?
Three.
Oh, three?
Yeah. What's that?
That's still the lamp.
And what's that?
That's the lamp post.
No, it's for if you want to turn the lamp off or on.
Oh, is it the switch? Do you want to pull the switch?
Yeah.
Okay, when we pull the switch, we're going to start the news. Say bye.
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 I should do it again.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 9,600 people are infected with COVID-19 in Washington state. That number should get to 10,000 today or over the weekend. There's 446 people who have died. Now, because the weather is supposed to kick ass this weekend, Seattle Times is reporting that Seattle is closing all parks and beaches. Closing all parks and beaches. Okay? Don't be a turd. Stay at home. Here's the list. Alki, Arboretum, Cal Anderson, Discovery, Gasworks, Green Lake, Golden Gardens, Kubota Garden, Lincoln, Magnuson, Seward, Volunteer, West Seattle Stadium, and Woodland. All those parks shut down. Seattle Parks employees will be waiting to remind you to get the hell out of there, or the cops will be called. Capitol Hill Block Party had to cancel this summer's fun before they even dropped the lineup. Ah, so bummed for my friends Jason and Eli and everyone else who helps put it together. Expect more festival cancellations in weeks to follow. And Saturday Night Live will be on air this weekend somehow. Cast members will remain 6 feet apart, okay? Easter is Sunday, but one person you won't have to worry about sneaking around and taking your Easter eggs is opera star Andrea Bocelli, who will instead take the stage at an empty Duomo di Milano. That's the Italian cathedral in Milan for a live-streamed concert. I can't wait! As a music lover, I'm so excited to hear his voice rushing through the giant, empty, cross-shaped chamber. Mamma mia!
Just got news.
Well, this has been an exciting long episode. If you're still with us, I'll reward you by just immediately handing it over to Nerd Talk.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Wingman Brewers in Tacoma don't just mix hops and barley and chunks of delicious airplanes together to make beer. They've joined the fight against coronavirus by utilizing their in-house 3D printer to make face mask straps for medical and other frontline professionals who normally have to sling a mask around their ears all day. This little piece of plastic, sort of like the back part of your adjustable baseball cap, allows the mask wearer to tether the straps behind their head and spare their ears a 12-hour tugging. I'd raise an IPA to that. A couple of Seattle engineers are launching a website called Gum Wall, after the famous attraction in Post Alley where you chomp up some chewing gum and then stick it to that disgusting slash oddly beautiful wall of oral germs and disease. According to GeekWire.com, their site will allow you to pay a dollar to remove a piece of that gross virtual gum, with the money going directly to help the restaurant and hospitality business in Seattle via nonprofit Big Table. Ah, they're excellent. Great job. And finally, a Seattle startup has created an algorithm for delivering user-specific custom shampoo, says GeekWire.com. Well, Customers answer questions about hair type and length, color, structure, density, and more. And then they'll ship you something just for you.
Yeah, I'm looking for something for that I've all but abandoned caring for myself during quarantine look. Something minty, maybe?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, I don't know what weekends mean anymore, but hopefully yours is great. Would you like to be a guest on Gregor's End of the Show? Because that'd be fun to have some people on while we're in quarantine. I could get you on via Zoom. Hit me up. We'll talk. It doesn't have to be Zoom either. It could be Skype, Zoom, or Google. One of those three. Let me know. Have a great weekend.
The end of the show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.